Yeah, so Arizona Governor Katie Hobbs is going to speak today and address the end of Title 42, the COVID-era regulation that allowed the government to expel asylum seekers from certain countries due to health concerns. But with Title 42 expiring this Thursday, a lot of people are saying, well, it's about time you're talking about it. Hobbs is going to talk about what the state of Arizona is doing to prepare at 10 this morning, something we will carry live on KTAR. Now, yesterday on Face the Nation, Jamie just played you a little bit of what Kirsten Sinema had to say. I'm going to play a bit more of what Kirsten Sinema had to say. And then something that the Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said that flew in the face of what she had to say. First off, she was talking about the troops being sent to the border, 1,500 troops along the U.S.-Mexico border. We talked to the former head of the Arizona National Guard last week, retired Brigadier General Mick McGuire, who said at any one time there had been more National Guard troops just on the Arizona border working with CBP than 1,500 that will be spread across four states that share a border with Mexico. Secretary talked about a lot of different things, but one of the things that Senator Sinema mentioned is that, you know, we need to rent the buses, we need to hire the drivers, they need to be facilities that are set up and all this stuff. It's just not enough, and there's not been enough time to get this done, according to Senator Sinema.
Title 42 goes away on Thursday, and everyone here in Arizona knows we are not prepared. The Biden administration had 2 years to prepare for this and did not do so. And our state is going to bear the brunt, and migrants will be in crisis as soon as next week. It will be a humanitarian crisis because we are not prepared. So the legislation we introduced yesterday is about tiding this over, giving us some time and space for the Biden administration to do their job, and for us legislators to actually create a plan that can get through both the House and the Senate.
Once again, Kirsten Sinema on Face the Nation on that CBS News program yesterday. The legislation she mentioned, by the way, would extend basically the regulations under Title 42, but not tie them to the health situation. Now, here is Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas on the very same program disputing what Senator Sinema said about the Biden administration and preparations.
We've been preparing for this for more than a year and a half, and it is indeed a regional challenge. And it requires a regional response, which is why we are working so closely with many countries to the south. It's going to take our plan a while to really take hold for people to understand that they can access lawful, safe, orderly pathways before they reach the border. And quite frankly, if they come to the border, they will receive a consequence under our enforcement authorities.
It seems to me that a year and a half ago when they had started working on this, that was when people here were begging him to come to the border and see the situation here.
Right.
And so I'm just wondering how much they could do without actually experiencing what was in talking to people, what was going along on the border.
And it's here this week. Title 42 ends.